Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
The cattle futures were sharply lower today, $2.80 to $3 lower on the feeder cattle. Live cattle down $1.65 to $2.07, with the June front month about 10 days away from expiration, down $1.70 at $1.20. If you look at the chart on the June live cattle, just over the past 10 trading days or so, we've sold off about $13 off of the high, all the way down to our current price of $120. At the end of last week, we did have some $128 and $27 cash trade, but some of the cattle were passed on at those prices, and so they're going to be held over to this week, increasing the show list size and also adding weight in the meantime. Last week, carcass weights were up about 9 pounds, so that plus extra head, extra numbers ahead on the show list, it could weigh on the market here as they've carried those cattle over. Now, current closeouts out of the feedlot are still really profitable at $381. Projected cattle going in right now are losing about $50 a head. I think that's what's hurting the feeder cattle futures here. On Friday, the feeder cattle index was down $1.66 at $151.07. And then midday box beef was higher today, up $1.07 on choice, and up about $2.62 on select, leaving it at $28.49 on the choice select spread.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets were unable to hold the gains, and we closed lower, it looks like, across the board. Corn futures were down about 8 to 8.5 cents. Soybeans 1 to 2 cents lower, and then the wheats, Kansas City down about a nickel. Chicago wheat down 1.5. Now, we were higher this morning, but then the hedge funds, it looks like, were back in the sell side of the board. The last 2 weeks, we've seen a record short covering rally on behalf of the corn and the hedge funds. It's estimated they bought about 110,000 short contracts back. Not only was it just short covering, but it was new people long. End users of corn were worried about the price getting higher due to some areas of pretty dry weather across the Midwest. Rainfall over the last week and in the next week is just going to be spotty. It doesn't look like it's going to be real widespread. So there's a lot of action there just based on weather. It's also the time of year that we start to see those weather markets. Now, we had an export report this morning. It looked like corn was pretty good, but everything else was as expected. And then this afternoon, we've got a crop progress report. It's expected to be unchanged in corn at 67% good to excellent, unchanged to maybe a 1% increase in good to excellent for soybeans. And winter wheat, 50% good to excellent, and 32 to 36% harvested. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.